this report is a pretty strong condemnation of the actions of British agents in colluding in torture. It's important to draw the distinction. No one is accusing British intelligence agents of actually torturing people. But the issue here is complicity. And by complicity, it means that British agents knew that someone was being tortured and benefited from the information that was obtained as a result. Or, as the report actually alleges, put pressure on the authorities in Pakistan to torture people so that they could benefit from the intelligence that was obtained. And those are obviously very serious allegations, but they are very robustly made in this report.
And they very much chime with some of the investigations that The Guardian has published over the last year.
Well, from the beginning, that this report makes it clear that it's very much been put in momentum by the reporting, especially of Ian Cobain, The Guardian's reporter, who's really led on this issue from the beginning, covering information that's been used in trials here, but which traces back to the activities of the Pakistani intelligence agencies and the very close relationship that's existed between British agents and Pakistani officials. Pakistan, of course, notorious for its use of torture, in particular against terrorist suspects.
The human rights group says that the British government now finds itself in a legally, morally and politically invidious position through its complicity in torture. What are the implications for the British government?
Well, what that statement refers to is the fact that there is an obligation, both under international law and under domestic criminal law, for the British government to act if they find prima facie evidence of British agents being involved in torture. Torture is a crime with universal jurisdiction, which means that no matter where it's committed, it can be tried in our courts here. And it's also been incorporated into our criminal law. So there is a very strong obligation on the British state to investigate if allegations of torture are made.
And they say that UK complicity is clear for a variety of reasons.
I think the implications of that are that there has to be some kind of criminal investigation now. And really the question is not whether there should be an investigation, but when. This report argues strongly for an inquiry to take place. It's difficult to see how, if there were to be an independent inquiry, there could be a serious criminal investigation until that had taken place, because the two things can't run together. There would be significant overlap. So it's really a question of whether there should be a criminal investigation now or whether it should take place after an independent inquiry.
And what have the British government said about this report?
I'm not sure they've made an official response yet, but they have said repeatedly in the run-up to this report being published that they condemn torture, they don't condone its use. They've said that they'll publish their policy for intelligence agents, which sets out questioning techniques and prohibits the use of torture. They haven't published that yet, and they've also refused to publish the policy that was in place at the time these events are alleged to have happened. By saying that they don't condone torture, they're really sidestepping the issue, because nobody's saying that the British government promotes the use of torture. What's being said is that when torture has been taking place, nothing has been done to stop it. And even worse, we've actually benefited from its use and still not done anything to prevent it happening.